Meditation is acceptance. It is acceptance of life within us, without us, and all around us. Sri Chimnoy. Hello and welcome to episode 331 of Namaste Yoga. We're here at Government House today and the fog banks are rolling in. I'm going to get you set up right away in your first posture so you can rest in it. You'll want to have two blocks, so thanks to Dusky Leaf for these blocks. And you'll also need a meditation cushion today or a chair or blocks even. We're going to be doing a seated meditation today. So the way you're going to start is resting over your blocks in supported fish pose, Salamba Matsyasana, with your head on the high block and your upper back on the long low block. And you can rest here to begin. So I want to thank you, as always, for welcoming me into your home for the next hour as we journey into our innermost home. And thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing the brand new hoodie, which is made with bamboo. It's got this stitching on the sleeves. It's got a thumb hole. It's got stitching along the bottom. This one is the Tree of Life. And they're just so comfortable. I want to live in these hoodies. They're so cute. And the hood's lined too. And I'm wearing red leggings today. So thank you to Squeezed and Dusky Leaf for my clothes and my props. And I have a testimonial, a really sweet testimonial. A very flattering testimonial from one of our new members, Allison, and it came via SpeakPipe.
Hello, Melissa. This is Allison Van Zambergen from Falmouth, Maine. And there aren't enough words to explain how grateful I am for your bravery, your boldness, your charitable acts of kindness, and the love and compassion that is displayed in your YouTube yoga classes. I am eternally grateful for you coming across my path and for me coming across yours. I thank you from the depths of my heart, attending your YouTube yoga class in my home has changed my life, and I am forever grateful. Thank you for stepping into your power and your purpose to make this world a better place. Looking forward to many, 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 many more mornings with you. Ciao for now.
So thank you, Allison, for that really kind and heartfelt, beautiful testimonial. I'm so proud of each and every one of you who take the time to change your lives through your yoga practice. It's incredibly inspiring. Thank you to all of you who take the time to leave your comments and testimonials on SpeakPipe and on YouTube, on Facebook, on my website, and in our membership community. I always love hearing from you, and I try to include as many of them in our show as we can. But you're very generous, so there are loads of them. So thank you very much. It's funny because we were on a nature walk last week, and one of the girls there was saying that she didn't think she could do anything like this because she couldn't handle the criticism and the negative feedback that would come up. And I said, no, you don't have to worry about that, because the positive feedback far outweighs the negative responses. And so we're very grateful to all of you for your positive feedback. Okay, so we're going to begin with our mantra to unite us as student and teacher and to bring harmony to the teachings today. Making space with, well, I'll make space with breath and a sigh. You can allow this to resonate with you as you wish. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvinya Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And the meaning of that mantra is, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together in union for the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. You are resting over your blocks today to start opening your chest. That will help you as you come into the seated meditation that we're going to do later. We are focusing on the fifth of the six perfections today, and that fifth paramita is the perfection of meditation. So prior to sitting with the teachings and sitting with meditation today, we're going to do some postures to prepare your body for meditation. And this really helps to open up your chest, strengthen your back, so that you won't be in that rounded posture. Okay, so to come out of this posture, I'm going to get you to bend your knees and just tuck your chin and roll to your side and take your blocks off to the side and lie down on your back and just feel the effects of that posture. Feel your back resting flat against the ground. And then take your feet as wide as your mat and just sway your knees from side to side. So we'll begin here by lubricating your hip joints. In seated meditation, generally the most popular, I would say, position is sitting cross-legged. And it just requires some flexibility in the external rotators of your hips. So we'll begin by preparing the external rotators of your hips by lubricating your hip joints. And then come back to the center and cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Really open your right knee out to the side and then draw your left knee in towards your chest. You're going to reach through the keyhole here. This is called keyhole stretch a lot of times. I call it that. And hold on behind your left hamstring and draw your bent left knee in towards your chest. You can use your elbow to open your right knee out to the side. You should feel something happening in the outside of your right thigh and into your right glute. This, again, just prepares you for that seated meditation position. And then release your right leg, your left leg down. Place your right bent leg on the ground and cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Open your left knee out to the side. Draw your right leg in towards your chest. Reach your left hand through the keyhole and hold on behind your right bent leg. And really bend your right leg fully. Use your left elbow to open up your left knee. Relax your shoulders down. Relax your jaw, space between your teeth. Relax the space between your eyebrows. And then release your legs down again. Roll to your side, come up onto all fours. And we're going to do some cat pose. So hands under your shoulders and knees under your hips. If you have problems with your wrists, you can come onto your fists or down onto your forearms, whatever works best in your body. And you're going to breathe out and round up through your back, and then breathe in and arch through your back. Breathe out, round up through your back. Breathe in and arch through your back. Breathe out, round up through your back. Breathe in and arch through your back. And you're going to round and shift back now and arch and shift forward. And then walk your hands over to the left side and do it from there. And the other side, so your side bending to the other side. And then come back to the center. Inhale, take your left arm out to the side, and you're going to exhale and rotate. Take your left arm between your right wrist and your right knee. Lower your left shoulder down to the ground. Tuck your chin. So you're in the rotation here. And then inhale and come back out. Place your left hand down. We're going to do that on the other side. Reach up. Exhale, rotate right hand between your left wrist, your left knee. Lower your right shoulder down to the ground. Tuck your chin. So now you're rotating your spine. So we've basically taken your spine through all its different ranges of motion now. You've flexed it, you've extended it, you've laterally bent it, and you've rotated it now. And so this just helps to release your spine so that it's easier for you to sit in meditation. And then inhale, you're going to slowly come out, untwist your spine, and we're going to do two more postures, and then we're going to come to a seated position. So the first one is plank pose on your forearms, and this is just to build some core stability so that you have that core strength to sit. You're going to take your forearms on the ground, come down onto your belly, and then you're going to pull your hip bones back. And then tuck your toes under. You can stay here or you can lift your knees, and we'll hold here and breathe. Okay, and then slowly lower down. And then push yourself up and back into child's pose for a rest here. If that bothers your knees, then you can lie on your back with your knees into your chest instead as a counter pose. And then one last final pose before we come to seated. You're going to spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under, and come up into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog, just to stretch out the backs of your legs before we come into a seated position for the rest of the class, actually. And you might want to pedal your heels to the ground too, just to get that extra lengthening through the backs of your legs. Okay. So now we're going to sit. So I would highly recommend to sit up on a meditation cushion, or kneel on a block is good too, or sit on a chair. And when you sit cross-legged, I recommend sitting with one leg in front of the other. That's most comfortable. And you want to sit elevated enough so that your knees can rest on the ground, and so that your hips are higher than your knees. If you're sitting on a chair, sit at the front of the chair so that you're sitting in a way that is alert and you're relying on your own posture rather than sitting at the back of the chair and slumped. Okay. All right. I have a mudra here for you today as well. It's called the Bhai Bhar I didn't consult Rashmi on this, just so you know. Bhairava Mudra. If you're male, you're going to place your right hand on top of your left hand and rest both in your lap. If you're female, you're going to, it's called the Bhairavi Mudra, and you're going to place your left hand on top of your right hand. And for females, it expresses the fierce aspect of the goddess. It symbolizes the female adept of tantric yoga. So the benefits of this mudra is that it calms your mind, it aids in meditation, it cuts ego clinging, and it imparts the courage needed to fully embrace life as it is. So I thought it was really appropriate for everything that I want to impart to you about the perfection of meditation today. Okay, so you can sit with that left over right if you're a woman, or right over left if you're a man. And sit with your shoulders over your hips, your ears over your shoulders. Close your eyes and allow yourself to be alert to receive the teachings at this point. In our Awakening Your True Self series, we are exploring the six paramitas, or the six perfections. And the intention behind cultivating the six perfections is for the development of compassion. It's a bodhisattva path. Today we are reflecting on the fifth paramita, or the fifth perfection, dhyana, the paramita of meditation, or the perfection of meditation. Now, there are many misconceptions when it comes to meditation. I actually almost put out on my Facebook, what do you think meditation is? Because I would have, however many people decided to respond to that, I would have had probably, if there had been 50 or 100 responses, I probably would have had 50 or 100 different answers to that question. In our current time and place, it grows out of a culture of expectations and a collective belief system that our activities should be result oriented. So it was really interesting in doing the research for this class. I was listening to a meditation teacher named Kathy Fisher, and she was talking about, she came into meditation in the 60s, and she was talking about in that culture they were doing hallucinogenic drugs, and so in that culture they had an expectation that meditation would give them altered experiences. And so it, to me, is really interesting that that underpinning is still with us when we come to meditation, that we expect meditation to give us an altered experience, that people expect to go to altered planes of consciousness when they come into meditation. And so it comes out of that cultural history of meditation coming to the West around the time of those hallucinogenic drugs. So I found that really fascinating that she made that connection for me. However, meditation is neither those things. It's not something, you know, and we read so many articles about meditation will give you this benefit and that benefit and that benefit. And that's, if you read an article about it in the newspaper or medical journals, they'll talk about it in those ways. And in spiritual circles, they'll talk about it in terms of altered experiences. But meditation is a practice, like yoga. It's a process, and it's not about results. It's not results oriented. And this is where the perfection of meditation arises, I think, for so many practitioners. You may even wonder, because this is a yoga class, what meditation has to do with yoga. Well, in Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, the second verse states, and I'm going to read several translations of the second verse. The first verse is now for the study of yoga. And the second verse states, Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha, which translates as, and I'm going to give you several translations, yoga is a restriction of the fluctuations of consciousness. That's George Feuerstein's translation. Yoga is vigilance, awareness, and stillness of the mind. Alberto Velodo. Chip Hartrampt translates it as, yoga is to still the patterning of consciousness. Shyam Raghunathan translates it as yoga is the control of the moral character of thought. And this is the one that I like best. Swami Yanashavratambaratis. He calls himself Swami J for a very good reason. He says, yoga is the control. Naroda, regulation, channeling, mastery, integration, coordination, stilling, quietening, setting aside of the modifications, gross and subtle thought patterns of the mind field. So meditation, as far as I've been taught by my teacher, is a practice in concentration and focus. And I get questions all the time about focus. I think we can all relate to what it feels like to be out of focus, and we can relate to our energy being scattered or frenetic. We worry about the future, we have regrets about the past, we replay events over and over again. Our thoughts go here, there, and everywhere. Yet through the development of a concentration practice, we're able to gather a lot of energy that is available to us, that is normally spread here, there, and everywhere. It's energy that's flying all over the place right now, perhaps even to the past and the future. And through the practice of focus, we can cut through the layers of confusion. So in this way, meditation is also a path of healing that allows you to move into wholeness, allows you to move to your center and away from a constant state of fragmentation. So it might be better to rename meditation a concentration practice or a focus practice. Meditation is a practice of focus. Meditation is a practice of concentration. We gather our attention around an object and hold that object in balance. And usually the object of concentration is your breath. So you might wonder why the object of attention is focusing on your breath. And the reason for that is because you don't have to believe in anything to meditate on your breath. And you also don't have to reject any beliefs to focus on your breath. So you can maintain your beliefs as a Christian to focus on your breath, or you don't have to be a Christian to focus on your breath, or you don't have to be a Buddhist to focus on your breath. So you don't have to have any beliefs to focus on your breath, and you don't have to reject any beliefs to focus on your breath. So you don't have to believe anything. You can just pay attention for the sake of cultivating your steadfastness of attention. Now, when practicing concentration, it's a balanced focus. It's not too stressed. It's not stressed at all, but it's also not too relaxed. Sharon Salzberg uses the example of holding a precious glass ball in her hands. That being the analogy of focusing on her breath. If she holds that glass ball too tightly, then she's going to break the ball. But if she holds it too loosely, then it'll fall out of her hands and it will also break. So there needs to be a balance. When we focus on the breath, it needs to be in a sustained way. There's a balance between ease and alertness, energy and tranquility, relaxation, and I used alertness again. Okay. So what happens in your meditation practice is much less important than how you relate to your meditation practice, because so many people think that you need to come to your meditation practice and clear your mind, and that's just not true. I love how Sally Kempton says, thoughts will come, 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 thoughts will come. This is the nature of your mind. Your mind is the thought factory. What is more important is how you are in the moment that you come back from the distraction. So remember, this is a practice of focus and a practice of concentration. So does your inner critic immediately berate you for being distracted? Sharon Salzberg says the moment you come back into focusing on your object of attention, your breath, this is the opportunity for kindness. You get to start again. And then 10 seconds later, you get to start again. So you begin again and again with kindness. And that is the practice. The practice is the bringing your attention back to your breath. The practice is not that you sit down and your attention is on your breath for 24 minutes and you don't have a single thought. The practice is that your mind goes off to thoughts and then you bring it back to your breath. So it's the practice of coming back again, and it's the practice in how you relate to coming back. Can you do that in a way that is kind and compassionate with yourself? And if you can, then you've had a successful practice. So we're going to practice meditation now. We're going to do a 24-minute guided, I'm going to guide you through it, meditation. And so that you can see that it is this practice of being with that object of attention, your breath, in a gentle, compassionate way, and that the practice is in coming back. So sit in a way that allows you to be upright and relaxed. And feel your connection to the earth through your legs. And allow your legs to sink even more deeply into the earth. Feeling your bones drop down through your muscles and your tissues. Feel your hands resting on your lap. Allow a slight lift through the sides of your body. And a slight lift through your breastbone. And just lean forward and back slightly until you find that center place. So you feel grounded and rooted down through your sit bones. Let your sit bones root and sink down into the earth. Adding to that rootedness you feel through your legs. Check that your shoulders are over your hips and your ears are over your shoulders. And allow your body to soften. Now scan your physical body. Notice what stands out. Become aware of any physical tension. And with your breath out, allow yourself to soften any tightness in your body. Let go of any tension in your face, between your eyebrows. Let there be space between your teeth. Relax your shoulders. Relax your upper back, your chest, your belly, your hands, your legs, and your feet. Bring your awareness to your breath. Notice the sensation of your breath. Notice how you feel your breath coming into your body. And notice how you feel your breath leaving your body. Become aware of where you feel your breath. Notice how you are experiencing your breath. Are you experiencing it linearly? Are you experiencing it three-dimensionally? Are you feeling your breath at your nostrils? There is no better or best way to experience your breath. You are just noticing how you are experiencing your breath in this moment. And when your mind wanders, know that that is completely normal. You are still a perfect, lovable human being. Know that this is part of the practice. And you're doing the practice correctly. And now it's time to bring your attention back to your breath. And you can smile inwardly to yourself, knowing that you are meditating as you bring your awareness back to your breath. Let your attention be on your breath. Through your attention on your breath, you are cultivating concentration and stability of your mind. And by focusing, you're normally scattered energy on your breath. You're meditating. This is the practice. Breathe in and out through your nose and allow all your attention to be with your breath. Allow your attitude to be tranquil, relaxed, and open. The more you hold your breath like a vice grip, the harder it's going to be. So allow yourself to focus on your breath in a relaxed and open way, with ease of effort. After a few breaths, you probably have noticed that your mind has wandered. You're still a good human being and a good yogi. This is what the mind does. It thinks thoughts. It's completely normal. So there is no need to make yourself a bad person when this happens. It's all about how we relate to our practice. So with kindness, you simply redirect your attention to your breath, redirecting your attention to your breath. Is the practice. It is your meditation. When you redirect your attention to your breath, it's the meditation. It's as much a part of the meditation as when you have the awareness of focusing on your breath. Relax, and with gentle awareness, feel your next breath. At first, it may seem that your mind is incredibly busy. It may even seem like your meditation practice is making your mind busier than it usually is. In reality, you are just becoming aware. Your meditation practice is opening you to the reality of how busy your mind actually is. And this habitual tendency we have to find ground in thought. So through this practice of concentration and focus, you can allow your attention to settle and center on your breath. steady yourself by relaxing into your breath. And when your breath becomes soft, let your attention become as gentle and as careful and as soft as your breath itself. Allow your mind to be alert and deeply connected to your breath. Allow this to be a time of sitting and giving full care to yourself. As you sit upright and with dignity, your breath comes and goes. And through your practice, you are cultivating a growing peace and stability. There's no need to push, oppress, or pretend that thoughts are not there. Simply return to the steadiness of your breath. If you notice you are feeling dull or sleepy, then focus on your breath in. And if you notice you are feeling restless or anxious, then focus on your breath out. Remember the quality of your mind, the very nature of your brain is to produce thoughts. I know I like to say this, but your mind is a thought factory. Producing thoughts is what your mind does. So it isn't fair to judge your mind for doing that, and it would be impossible to stop your mind from doing that. You are not wrong or a bad meditator when thoughts arise. Your meditation practice is about focusing your attention with an attitude of friendliness. The practice of coming back to your breath is as important as being with your breath. Thoughts will come. When your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. Now take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. Feel your seat on the ground. Notice the quality of your mind. to integrate your practice and to transition you back into your day-to-day life, we're going to do Shavasana now. It'll also let you release any tension you may have gathered from sitting. So lie back on your back now. Rest with your palms up beside you. You're going to stay here, and I will sit up and close out with a poem by Thich Nhat Hanh. This poem is called To Meditate by Thich Nhat Hanh. And if it resonates with you, great. And if not, you can let it go. To me, it aligns with the teachings that I've offered today on the perfection of meditation. To meditate does not mean to fight with a problem. To meditate means to observe. Your smile proves it. It proves you are being gentle with yourself, that the sun of awareness is shining in you, that you have control of your situation, you are yourself, and you have acquired some peace. So you can rest back as long as you wish, and because you may be in a relaxed state from your meditation, and you might want to release some of the tension from sitting, from tension gathered in your hips or your back. You might want to rest back for a little bit longer today. But if you're ready to come out of Shavasana, you can wiggle your fingers and your toes, bend your knees, roll to your right side, pause there for a moment, and then slowly make your way to seated. We'll finish with our mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So we'll gather the fruits of our practice in first to ourselves, and then we offer them all the goodness out into the world, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 331 of Namaste Yoga. If you like today's show, it's a very different show. In all 331 episodes of Namaste Yoga, we've never done a long seated meditation like that. And yet I feel that meditation is a very important part of yoga practice. It's a daily part of my own practice, and it's something that we include a lot in our membership community as well. I'll get to that in a moment. But if you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up or a 5-star rating in iTunes. If you're new to our channel, then we put out a free show every Friday. And if you subscribe, then it will show up in your feed as well. And if you know somebody who would benefit from this show, there are a lot of misconceptions about meditation out there. And I feel like this show might just set the record straight. So please share it widely. And thank you for your donations, Jessica, Ivy, God, and Paige. They really help us to continue to offer this show freely every Friday. As I say, the show is offered freely, but it is not free for us to produce. There are costs involved with us producing it. So we appreciate so much your support. You can click here to make a donation. We appreciate that very much. Thank you. And you can also donate of your time by responding in our comments section. And today's question that I have for you is, what misconceptions were cleared up for you today about meditation. Perhaps what thoughts did you have about meditation that might have changed by doing this class and by the teachings that were offered here today? I'd love to hear that in the comments as well. Or what questions do you have about meditation? Leave that in the comments below. I would love to hear about that. The intention behind cultivating the six perfections is for the development of compassion. And if you would like an infographic on four easy and practical ways to integrate compassion into your day-to-day life, then you can go to melissawest.com/331, put your email in the opt-in box there, and we'll send you a beautiful infographic on four easy ways to integrate compassion into your daily life. That's my gift to you. And if you would like more support in integrating a meditation practice into your daily life, then, as I said, we have lots of support in our membership community. This is a big part of our membership community. We have an Introduction to Meditation series, which starts with a short yoga class to prepare your body for seated meditation. Then we also have a yoga class on all the different ways that you can sit in meditation. I went briefly over it here today, but in that class, I go into detail on different ways of how to sit in meditation. Then it teaches you how to be with your breath, and it teaches you how to be with your thoughts. So there's a short class for each one of those things. I recently added, so today we did a 24-minute meditation on how to be with your breath, and our members will get that. We'll just drop that out and put it in the meditation site with, like, separate from this class. So that's kind of, you know, our members get bonuses like that all the time. But our members also recently got a guided 6, 12, and 24 shamatha meditation. Shamatha meditation, this is the practice that I do daily. It means calm abiding. It's the natural state of our mind. Shamatha meditation is the practice of focus and concentration. Through shamatha meditation, you can learn to be with anxiety by strengthening the stability of your mind. And the object of shamatha meditation is your breath. And it's the practice of gathering your breath into your belly, which creates space away from thought. It's a powerful practice of freeing ourselves from distraction. And through this meditation practice, you will learn to calmly abide and be peacefully present with your breath. So there's those three meditations. Then there are over 50 guided meditations in our community as well. And our book club is currently reading a fabulous book on meditation that I know a lot of our members are getting a lot out of. And I just spoke with Alice this morning about her review of chapter 6 of that book, and it's going to be fantastic. We're going every 2 weeks, we review another chapter, and there's a discussion of the chapter. So there is a load of support for meditation in our membership community. So if you want to become a member, you can click here below. So thank you so much for being with us today. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. It may be as strong as our mountains, and may be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.